Lesson 14, The Levels of Meditation. I want to take a little bit of time on this and just simplify things. I think there's a lot of complicated resources out there and a lot of complicated and misleading information on the internet of all the different levels and how to achieve different states based on different levels. And it's a bit mind-numbing, especially when you're in the meditation on how to achieve those levels. So I simply look at it as breaking out into three separate levels. A light meditation, a medium meditation, and a deep meditation or a heavy meditation. Let's look at those subcategories as just stairs down a staircase. And even if you look at the process of yourself falling asleep, we can understand the same levels in our journey to slumber or into dreams. Meditation works relatively the same because we're still dealing with putting the body to sleep or relaxing the body while keeping the mind at an ease state but relatively conscious. So when you first get into bed and you go to sleep at night, you lay down, you squirm around, you find your comfy spot, and then you probably feel that kind of rhythm of your body starting to relax and your joints seem to get a little bit heavier. You know, a lot of people will interpret that as kind of sinking into the mattress kind of feeling, but your body just lets go. You know, your muscles lengthen, your joints relax, your tendons lengthen. Light meditation is a lot like that, right? That we can close our eyes, even as you're sitting here listening to me, you can close your eyes, we can do a practice breathing exercise, bringing your focus to something other than the direct world around you is technically a light meditation. Very trendy now is the movement meditation via either yoga or walking or even doing a puzzle where you're distracting the one part of your brain so you're able to go within your thoughts and process some information. A lot of people have noted that jigsaw puzzles have helped them work through a lot of thoughts because it's keeping that very front part of our brain, the focus part of our brain, distracted so we can get behind it and look at some of the things that are going on. So all of these things, practicing exercises, movement, or going for a walk and allowing yourself to zone out, sometimes music can bring us there as well, you know, more on the instrumental side of things. Or even just practicing exercises or breathing exercises in the middle of your workday when you close your eyes and you check out just for a moment, that would be considered a light meditation. This can be very, very useful within your life to accomplish different goals, even if it's to reduce something as simple as your stress levels in the moment or control your breathing after you've exerted yourself. These all can be classified as meditative states that you can access based off of what you need in the moment. The next stair or level we're going to talk about is that medium meditation. Now, when you're doing guided meditations and unguided in the beginning, this is going to kind of be your happy area, right? This is the state where your body is completely relaxed, but you're about halfway between the front and the middle part of your brain, if we just use that analogy. The front part of your brain, the most forward part right behind your head, we'll say is your most active, aware part of your brain. And the very back of your brain is your subconscious brain. And this is when you're completely unconscious and that part of your brain is just on autopilot, keeping your body functioning and keeping your fight and flight in check. Now, in reality, obviously our brains are much more complicated than that. But if we just use the most front part as a metaphor for our most aware, and the back part of our brain as the most subconscious or the most underlying thoughts we have, we can kind of leverage that in meditation to realize where we're at in our mind based off our meditation. And in that middle grade of meditation, we should be relatively in the center of our minds. We should still be very conscious and very awake within our own minds, but our body is starting to relax and disconnect from our mind as far as signaling goes. But we're not completely unconscious or asleep at the same time. So this can be a bit tricky in the beginning. A lot of people will note that when they try to meditate, they fall asleep very quickly. This is perfectly normal and 100% okay. right? It's actually better to keep with the habit rather than worrying about if you finish the meditation or not. But this happens because our body and our mind are so signaled together that the moment the body starts to relax and breathe a bit, the mind follows suit and poof, you're off in dreamland. Right? It takes time to realize and see those signals as you're moving down that staircase, to realize you need to bring your mind back up a little bit and carry on. But this will develop over time naturally. But if you're struggling with it, there's things you can do to help expand that distance between the mind and the body a little bit more actively or a little bit more intentionally. One of the things to do is bring your awareness to your body as you start to meditate. Watch for those signals that you're moving off of one step into another. Even as you're going to bed at night, just be aware. Don't bring your 100% focus to that. Don't bring all of your focus to it. Just be aware that it's happening. And the funniest part is, once you start to see those little steps or those little micro steps as you're getting more and more relaxed, it's pretty tough to unsee them after that, and you can start really paying attention to how your body's relaxing. And then if you need to bring your mind up a little bit, you can do some quick thinking to do that. You can shift your focus to something else. And it's almost like when it's following the body, the mind gets stuck in a stare, and all it just needs is a quick little shake back and forth, and you can elevate that awareness again while still allowing the body to continue to relax. The whole idea behind meditation is putting the body at rest while keeping the mind awake. Right? In the first two levels, this is very, very prominent in the structure and what you're trying to accomplish in those moments. So the third and final level is a very deep or very heavy meditation. This is not where you're letting your mind completely go unconscious, but you're almost paralleling the back of your mind. You're operating at a very, very subconscious level, but you're doing it consciously. A lot of times people will do a lot of deep energy work within their body for these kind of meditations, or looking to achieve that free awareness and letting go of everything around you while still maintaining that conscious idea to be able to observe and see what's going on outside of a dream state. A lot of people will also look at lucid dreaming in this state, where you're able to have control of your dreams along your subconscious mind, but you're actually paralleling it and witnessing it as it's happening. That's how you're able to maintain control. Without being able to separate out these levels, this level is very, very hard to achieve if you don't put the work in to separating out the mind and body and being able to have control over that. A lot of people will jump into meditation trying to do things like lucid dreaming or astral travel, only to find themselves very frustrated because they can't quite gain control back as their body starts to relax and go into a slumber. This is because they haven't put in the work to have that separation between mind and body along the way. I want to circle back to that mid-level meditation because I think that's where our focus should be, as that's the biggest goal when you're starting meditation habit, and it's the hardest place to stay once you're there. You have to achieve some sort of cue or some sort of signal where you can stimulate your mind without stimulating your body. This is one of the quickest shortcuts in finding that cue to keep you in that level. Right? So maybe it's shifting your thought back to work and then quickly back to the meditation, or back to a spouse or a partner and then back to the meditation. Anything to throw your mind off that long stare of that focus, be it a guided or unguided meditation, to stop yourself from following your body. This can't be quite as abrupt as trying to scare yourself with a thought or moving into negative thoughts. Now be careful with this, because using a very excitable thought, be it positive or negative, will force the body then to follow the mind back out of that state. So you want us to use something light, just almost like a tap on the shoulder mentally, to help elevate your awareness mentally while allowing your body to relax and yourself to ignore your body. Now, when I use the word ignore, I feel the need to clarify that, because you're not completely ignoring your body. You are aware of your body in those moments. you're just ceasing to engage with it. So the easiest thing off the bat is to say ignore and just ignore your body, whatever it's doing, even if it's an itch. If we break down what an itch is, other than very distracting and very annoying once you get relaxed, all an itch is an electrical signal from your skin transmitted to your brain saying that there is something bothering that piece of skin. But if we understand all it is an electrical impulse to move or to scratch or to adjust, then all we have to do is see that signal but not re-engage with it. It's almost like when a pop-up comes up on your computer, you can either choose to close it right away or just let it run in the background while you're still focusing on the task that you're doing at hand. All these little things that you can practice, these minor details and these little minor distractions that you can embrace along the way to realize that they can be there, they can be distracting, they can just be itchy, it's fine. It doesn't need attention right in this second. Those are the things that are going to help you develop that space between mind and body for you to slip into at a much more relaxed pace. Now, I'm sure when I say at a relaxed pace, that sounds like a funny analogy compared to what we're doing, because we're trying to do it as fast as possible, as comfortable as possible. But once you start to gain control over that space, you'll realize that it has to be at a relaxed pace. If you're trying to force it, if you're trying to rush to get to there, you're clearly not relaxed, and you're going to end up creating a bunch of turmoil inside yourself without even realizing it. Think of it like sliding into a nice warm bathtub, just to like 2 degrees under the temperature that's too hot, right? You don't just jump in like a swimming pool. You slide into the water, making as few waves as possible. That's the idea that we're trying to come into this space with, just smooth and relaxed and calm. Anytime we move into a space of frustrated or forcing in meditation, we're only working against ourselves in those moments. We're creating the frustration that now we have to overcome. We're creating the anger that now we have to undo. We're creating the sense of urgency or that sense of time while still trying to relax. So if we treat it like the bathtub and we just slip into the water nice and calm and just enjoy moving into that water and letting the goosebumps travel up our body as it happens, it actually speeds us up tenfold. Right? This isn't something you don't have to create the bathtub and the water once you're in it. You're already diving into something that's already there. Your mind is no different. You have the ability inside yourself to do all three of these levels. All you have to do is learn and enjoy them along the way to then experience what you already have inside of you. This isn't you reinventing the wheel. This is just getting to know a different part of yourself. So let's just summarize everything we went over real quick. Level 1, or light meditation, is anything regarding movement, or we've just closed our eyes to practice a breathing exercise or go inside just for a brief second. It's very light and we're in the very front part of our brain. It's about a hair's difference from being fully awake. Level 2, or a medium meditation, we're allowing our body to start to relax and we're starting to disconnect our mind to have the separation of the body asleep while the mind is awake. Level 3, our body is completely asleep and our mind is paralleling our subconscious, not unconscious. If you let everything else that you've learned or heard about meditation naturally fall into one of these three categories, you'll already have an idea with a much more simple approach of what you're trying to achieve in those moments. There is no need for very complicated ritual or years and years of practice to achieve these. There's only what you're willing to allow in those moments and the work that you're willing to put in to allow it. Understanding that we need to not put the barriers in front of us to let us overcome. That's where a lot of people take years to understand their meditation habit, is because they've worked so hard to put these barriers and hurdles in front of us or in front of ourselves, that it takes that long to you using of rituals to break down the barriers that we indeed created. But if we have a sense of safety and we have a sense of allowance, and it's like we're slipping into some nice warm water that is already inside of our mind, the sense of challenge really becomes how much work we can put into it and how patient we can be with ourselves. Look, guys, the truth is you were born with this brain. You've been with it your entire lifetime, and you are responsible for everything that is inside of it. So why is there the need out there to make it overly complicated to go inside what is part of you? Simplify your practice in these moments. Look at these three levels as just stages down a staircase that you can walk down nice and slowly, and treat it as a journey of understanding yourself rather than a new skill to have. Well, that's it for today, and we'll see you next time.